Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. A man has been killed by a fallen tree amid heavy rain and winds across Australia's southeast. New South Wales police say the elderly man's car was hit by the tree in a thunderstorm in Cowra in the state's central west before the wild weather moved on to Sydney and the coast. The storm has cut power to more than 120,000 customers and created around 300 electrical hazards. Australia has welcomed the announcement of the Gaza ceasefire. The Prime Minister has released a joint statement with Foreign Minister Penny Wong that calls the agreement a constructive step towards peace and stability in the region, which they hope will mark the beginning of a new chapter for the Israeli and Palestinian people. Anthony Albanese says Australia will continue to work with the international community towards a two-state solution. But he says Australia will not recognise Palestinian statehood anytime soon.
I can't see any circumstance where that can happen before the election. There hasn't been an election in Gaza or West Bank for almost two decades. And quite clearly, the Palestinians need to have reform as well. Hamas can play no role in a future Palestinian state.
US President-elect Donald Trump has claimed credit for the breakthrough ceasefire just announced for Gaza. Trump says he was the moving force behind the deal, which will take effect from Sunday, the 19th of January. But State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller says the agreement has been reached under the precise contours of a plan that Joe Biden set out in late May. Opposition leader Peter Dutton has criticised the government's response to a recent rise in hate crimes and racist incidents. He says the Prime Minister hasn't acted as strongly or as quickly as he should have to anti-Semitic incidents, the latest being the attempted arson of an inner Western Sydney synagogue. Mr. Dutton says there should be a national cabinet meeting to discuss domestic terrorism.
For months and months, people were protesting on campuses, yelling hateful language and spite at people of Jewish faith, and the Prime Minister didn't act then. He's been slow to act in turning up to the synagogue, which had been attacked by arsonists. And these are terrorist events, and the Prime Minister should convene the National Cabinet. I wrote to the Prime Minister in November of 2023, 14 months ago, suggesting that the National Cabinet should be pulled together.
Vanuatu has asked for Australia's help in its efforts to rebuild after a devastating earthquake in December that killed at least 14 people. Business owners are said to be frustrated and angry that Port Villas, CBD and City Waterfront remain off limits a month after the disaster. Authorities say technical structural assessments of key infrastructure, including the wharf, roads and bridges, are being done, but that this work requires outside help. Recovery Operations Centre Chairman John Ezra says Australia is among the countries Vanuatu has formally requested assistance from. Windy conditions and reports of arson are complicating the fight against the LA fires. Since the beginning of the initial wildfire outbreak last week, authorities have arrested about half a dozen people accused of setting new small fires that have been quickly knocked down. A final round of strong winds is also moving through Southern California. Firefighters have still reported significant gains, and better conditions are expected in the coming days to help crews make even more headway. But LAFD Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says the danger still remains.
As we enter into the third day of this additional wind event, I urge everyone to stay alert. The combination of low humidity and strong winds has further dried out the brush, increasing the risk of fire. The danger has not yet passed, so please, please prioritise your safety.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.